Today's daf is Psachim Daf Lamed Beis, and we are at the Mishnah, 16 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Ovadia ben Miriam Leah, Manuela bas Chana, and David ben Chava. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miro. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Fishel ben Michael, Mordechai Tzvi ben Yosef, Avram ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivin Ramosha Chaim, and Chaim Doiv ben Shloimeh HaKoyim. That's my uncle, Herbie Greenberg, whose first yard site it is today. Zok de Mishnah, Chomitz Shenofla Olav Mapoiles. If somebody had Chomitz in his house, and a Mapoiles, a wall, something fell on top of it. The point is, the Chomitz is in your house, however, you can't access it. Says the Mishnah, Hareyu Kimavur. You don't have an obligation to go and get rid of the chametz, because being that it's covered, it's as if it's in a state of being mushpas from your house. Thus, there's no obligation to be bekayim the mitzvah of ach b'yom harishon tashpisu sarmi batechem. There's no loisase of bayura, bayimatze. Being that it's covered, it's as if it's not here. You have nothing to worry about. Rishim Gamliel says, Kol she'in akel of yochel l'chabez acharov. Rishim Gamliel put an asterisk next to this halacha. He said it's not always the case. Meaning, in the event that it's underground or under the rubble to a point that a dog would not be able to uncover it, yeah, then this halacha is going to be true. However, if a kelev would be able to get to it, even though right now it's covered, the halacha is you would still have an obligation to get the chametz out of your house. Amar Rav Chizda said, V'tzarech sheyevatel b'libo, that even if you have chametz shenofla all of mapoilis, still the halacha is you have to be mevatel the chametz in your heart. Meaning you still have to do bitul chametz. The Rishonim say that this obligation that Rav Chizda said, Tzarech sheyevatel b'libo, is a din derabbanan. Meaning midday raisa chametz shenofla all of mapoilis. If it's so covered that even a dog can't get to it, that satisfies all your obligations as far as getting rid of your chametz goes. However, the Rabbana were concerned that maybe it would be uncovered. If it's uncovered, so now it's no longer covered, now you have chametz in your house, therefore, tzarech sheyevatel libetana, kam b'chafisas hakelev, what's the shear? Meaning, at what point could we assume that it's so deep that even the dog's not going to be able to get to it, shloisha tfachim. If it's three tfachim deep, that's where it's considered kimavur. Amalei Rav Acha b'reidu Rav Yosef, Rav Ashi, hoda mas Shmuel. Shmuel said a similar halacha. He said, k'sofim ein lehem shmira, Ela Bekarka. The context over there is Gemara in Masechtas Bava Metziah. It's talking about the laws of a shomer. So if a shomer is given something to watch, the first obligation he has is to make sure that he's not negligent. A shomer that's Pesheya, that's Shaleach Yad in his Pikadin, doesn't matter if he's a shomer Chinam, if he's a shomer Sachar, if he's a Seicher, he's a Shoyl, doesn't matter which one of the Dalit Shomerim he is, it's going to be a problem. Meaning, if something happens to it, he's going to be responsible. So Shmuel was discussing if somebody was given money, cash, geld, to watch. So what's considered watching? Said Shmuel, k'safin, as it relates to money, ein lehem shmira ela b'karka. Unless you put it underground, it's never considered that you watched it properly. As a result, if somebody would come now and steal it, you'd have a problem. You would be deemed to have been negligent, and in the laws of shomrim, that's a bad thing. So the question that Rav Acha b'reidu Rav Yosef asked Rav Ashi was, mi b'inan shloisha tfachim alay? Do you have the same halacha of shloisha tfachim or not? Meaning Rav Chizda said that as it relates to chametz, shenafla all of mapoilis, hareo kimavur, but only if it's three tfachim. What was the sfar of three tfachim? Because the Mishnah gave a condition, kol she'en akel, and we said, what's that shear? That shear is three tefachim. So Rav Acha b'reidu Rav Yosef asked Rav Ashi, as it relates to the laws of shomrim, where there too there's this concept of burying, not chametz, in that case money. Why are you burying the money? Because you're a shomer, you have to protect the money. That's what you're job is. So the question is, do you have the same halacha of it needs to be three tefachim deep or not? Meaning, what if somebody would be watching somebody else's money, he put it on the ground, not three tefachim on the ground, only two tefachim on the ground, or only one tefach on the ground. Would that be a shmira, so he's not considered a peshay if now it was stolen, or not? Amalei, so Rav Ashi told Rav Acha b'reidu Rav Yosef, hacha mishum recha b'inan shloisha tefachim. In our Mishnah, it's about hiding it from dogs. Being that it's about hiding it from dogs, and we're dealing with food, and food smells, unless it's going to be three tefachim on the ground, so there's always a concern that the dog is going to sniff it out. And as a result, if it's not three tefachim deep, it's not considered in. However, money doesn't smell. And as a result, all you need to do is to make sure nobody could see it. So for protect it from people's eyes to make sure that it's not going to be exposed. There's no reason for it to have to be 3 tefachim underground. If you have to satisfy the fact that it won't even smell, yeah, then it has to be 3 tefachim underground or 3 tefachim within this mapoilas. If, however, it's not a question of scent, it's just a question of seeing, it's why should it have to be 3 tefachim for kama? Okay, so if it doesn't have to be 3 tefachim, what is the shir? I'm a raf from Bar Papa of Hadrim fame. He said, me sikra tefach. All it has to be is 1 tefach. So as long as it's going to be 1 tefach on the ground, that's going to be enough. So as it relates to chametz enough, all of mapoilas, hareu kimavur, that's a chiddush in the laws of chametz. So how far under this mapoilas does it have to be? 3 tefachim. As it relates to ksofim, einlem, shmira, ela bekarka, how much underground does it have to be? Only 1 tefach. What's the difference? Chametz smells. Chametz, you have to protect it from dogs, because if a dog can get to it, he may uncover it. It's not going to be considered kimavur. So to make sure you can't even smell it, 3 tefachim underground. Money doesn't smell. Money is about protecting it from the gun. If you don't want anyone to see it, even if it's 1 tefach on the ground, that in and of itself will be enough. Either way, the rest of the daf, and really the rest of the next 2 dafim, is going to discuss a completely unrelated halacha, meaning unrelated to the previous Mishnah. It's very much me inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan to some of the real lamdasha sugyas that we've been learning in the second parak of Masechtas Pesachim, parak Kol Shah, and it's where the laws of chametz meet the laws of truma. So yesterday's daf was where the laws of chametz meet the laws of bal chayiv. The previous daf was where the laws of chametz meet the laws of taruvos. The daf before that, if you're really keeping score at home, was where the laws of chametz meet the laws of hektish and me'ila. Today's daf is going to be where chametz meets truma. And for today's daf, we need a very, very brief introduction. And that is, the halacha is that only a kohen is allowed to eat truma. A levi, and certainly a yisrael, are not allowed to eat truma. What happens if a Yisrael, a Zar, eats Truma? If he eats Truma b'mezid, the halach is Yischayev Misa b'dei Shemayim, number one, which is not Karas, by the way. Similar, but not the same thing. Yischayev Misa b'dei Shemayim. Number two, he's a Mazik. He just damaged somebody's money. It was somebody's Truma. If he took it from the Kohen, then he's a good old-fashioned Gazlin. And even if he had it in his Rishos, but it belonged to the Shevet. And as a result, on some level, he's going to have to pay something monetary as well. What does he have to pay? Dollar for dollar, whatever he took. So if he ate $100 worth of truma, he's now responsible to make the kohanim whole that $100. What if the person eats truma b'shoigeg? So this is actually one of the rare instances in the Torah where you find the chumrah if you do something b'shoigeg versus if you do something b'mezid. Ordinarily, if you do something b'mezid, it's intuitive that you will be treated more stringently than if you do something b'shoigeg. A shoigeg, in the worst case scenario, was negligent. A mezid acted with malice. But at the same time, there are certain instances where halacha treats the shoigeg counterintuitively, more seriously than it does the mezid. And one of those examples is if somebody eats truma b'shoigeg, he's obviously not chayiv misa. In that sense, it's more lenient than if somebody eats truma b'mezid. However, when it comes to paying, it's not enough if you pay the amount that you damage. But the Torah says, v'yosav chamishi sayolav. You have to add a fifth, which we know whenever the Torah says a fifth, it doesn't really mean a fifth. It means 25%, not 20%. It's a chaymesh milavar as opposed to a chaymesh milagat. But that's not important for today's daf. So again, if somebody eats truma b'mezid, he's chayim misa b'dei shamayim, in addition, you're a mazik. What does it mean you're a mazik? You have to pay. Dollar for dollar. If somebody eats truma b'shoigeg, he's not chayim misa b'dei shamayim. But from the momentous perspective, from the monetary component, he's actually treated more stringently. How so? You have to pay the karen. In addition to the karen, you also have to pay the chaymesh. But there's another very important chiddush that's going to underpin today's daf. That's nogeya only someone that eats truma b'shoigeg, not someone that eats truma b'mezid. And that is, if you eat truma b'shoigeg, you have to pay the karen, you have to tack on the chaymish, that's the penalty. In addition to that, you have to pay with food that's ro'oy to be truma. So you can't pay with cash. You can't even pay with a piece of meat, because meat can never be truma. So you'd have to pay with tfuah, for example, a fruit, something that's shayach to the laws of truma. But there's one more point, and this is a tremendous chiddush. And that is, when you pay the karen and the karen and the chaymish automatically become truma. It's a fantastic chiddush. It's a dindai raisa. It's learned out from a pasuk in the Torah, but that's not halacha. So if somebody eats truma b'shaygig, someone that wasn't allowed to eat truma, a zar, that halacha is keren chaimish. You have to make sure that this keren chaimish that you pay is something that Kedushas Truma could be chal on, and the reason that's important, because that's exactly what's going to happen. As soon as you make this payment, what you just paid is now going to get Kedusha. Which Kedusha? The Kedusha of Truma. So with that background, Zok the Mishnah, if somebody ate Truma, that was Chametz on Pesach. So he did two things wrong. Number one, he ate Chametz on Pesach. Chorus. Number two, he was someone that was not allowed to eat truma, and he ate truma. The mission says like this: Bishoygig. If he did a bishoygig, mishal and karen v'chaymish. So, in addition to being chayiv chorus for the fact that he ate chametz bepesach, assuming he ate it bemezid, he's also going to have to pay a karen and a chaymish because he's loy gara. He's no different than any person that eats truma bishoygig. With halach is you have to pay karen v'chaymish bemezid. What if he would eat Trumas chametz on Pesach b'mezid, then the halach is potem mitashlumen. He doesn't have to pay umid mei etzem. What's that referring to? That means that even if the truma that he ate was truma temeya, there too he would be potter from paying whatever payment ordinarily he would have to pay in the event that he ate truma temeya. So that's the Mishnah. If somebody ate chametz on Pesach, that also happened to be truma. So what's the halacha? If it's b'shoygeg, you're going to pay the karen b'chaymish. If it was b'mezid, you're going to be potter from the tashlumen. By the way, another chumrah that you find, b'shoygeg over mezid. Somebody eats trumas chametz on Pesach, b'shoygeg, you have to pay. Well, you always have to pay, which is the karen b'chaymish. If you did it b'mezid, you're going to be potter from paying. What's this hezber in this Mishnah? That's today's daf. Zok the Gemara, Tan Hasam. We learned in a Mishnah over there, where's there? The sixth parak of Masechtas Truma. It's Oichel Truma B'Shoygig. If somebody eats Truma B'Shoygig, not on Pesach, ordinarily, on a regular day, somebody ate Truma B'Shoygig, Meshalim Karen B'Chaymish, you have to pay Karen, you have to add on the Chaymish. Echad Oichel, doesn't matter if you ate the Truma, Echad HaShoyser, if you drank the Truma, Echad HaSach, or if you smeared the Truma on your body, Echad Truma Tmeo, it doesn't matter if the Truma that you ate was Tomei, Echad Truma Tahir, it doesn't matter if the Truma that you ate was Tar. In all cases, the Halach is Meshalim Chaymish. You have to pay the Karen, as long as you did a B'Shoygig, that's the key criteria, you have to pay the Karen plus the Chaimish. Additionally, the Chumcha. What does that mean? In the event that you now went and ate the Chaimish, after you were mafresh the Chaimish, you would now have to pay a Chaimish on the Chaimish. What's the Hezver? It's what we spoke at in the introduction. It's because when you pay the Karen and the Chaimish, the Karen and the Chaimish becomes Truma. So if it becomes Truma, now you ate Truma Tzim Tzveitamol, and as a result, you'd have to pay a Karen the Chaimish on the Chaimish that you ate. Zok Tigmar, Iba Yiluhu, Kishu Mishal. When a person who eats truma b'shoygig pays the karen and the chaymish, lefi mida meshalim, or lefi damim meshalim. What's the gather of this tashlumen? Again, this ibayilahu is the holdaf. What's the gather of the tashlumen? Is the gather of the tashlumen a regular tashlume mamon? You're a gazlin. You ate something that you had no right to eat. Who did you steal from? Mamon ashefet. Whatever exactly that means. You stole from all the kayhanim. As a result, the Torah says you have to pay. Now, ordinarily, when you're a gazlin, you pay karen. Here there's a chiddush. In addition to paying karen, you're also going to pay a chaymish. But one side in the ibayilahu is that when the person who eats truma b'shoygeg pays karen b'chaymish, he's paying lefi damen. Oye shleimer, what's the other side? It could be the nature of the chiyav tashlumen of someone that eats truma b'shoygeg is not pay the value, the restitution. Meaning, it's not make the shevet from whom you stole whole dollar for dollar that you took. But rather, lefi mida mishalim. Your obligation is to replace the item that you took. That's your obligation. So you're not paying the dollar value that you stole as much as you're just replacing the item that you took. Ordinarily, if somebody, Reuven steals from Shimon, he steals something that's worth $1,000. He has an obligation to make him whole dollar for dollar. You took $1,000, give me back $1,000. By the way, you don't have to give back the item that you stole. Yoshev, L'Rabbi, Shava Kesef, Kiddushin Daf Beis, the first parak of Masechtas Bava Kamma. This is Shas 101. That if someone has a chi of mammon, you don't have to give back exactly what you took. You just have to make the person know. How do you define making whole? Dollar for dollar. You took something that was worth $1,000, give him back something that's worth $1,000. That would satisfy your responsibility as a gazan. Anytime there's a chi of mammon, all you need to do is to make sure dollar for dollar you made the person whole. But in Psachim Daflam and Beis, the Gemara has this abstract shayla, and that is maybe When someone eats truma b'shoigig, and you have an obligation to pay keren v'chaymish, maybe the gedder of that chiyuv is not an ordinary, typical, usual, and customary chiyuv daman. Could be the gedder is not make the person whole dollar for dollar, but rather it's replace the item that you took. Now, why would the Gemara have such a shayla? Meichatesi. Like, where are we even coming from? The Teretz is Pashat, because you have this unbelievable chiddush in the laws of Eichel Truma B'Shoigig that says that when I make the payment, number one, it has to be something on which Kedushas Truma could be chal, and number two, Kedushas Truma is chal. So what does it sound like? It doesn't sound like it's a Chiyuv Mammon. Because if it's a Chiyuv Mammon, if I ate $100 worth of Truma, let me give you back $100 and figure out what to do with yourself with that $100. Vice, my obligation is to replace the item that I took. And if the obligation is to replace the item that I took, maybe we don't care about the dollars and cents. Maybe it's just about replacing the item. So even though in Kol HaTorah Kula, whenever there's a Chiyuv Mammon, it's Lefi Damim Mishalim, but the Gemara has a Tzadi Bayalahu, maybe as it relates to someone that eats Truma B'Shoigig, it's Lefi Mida. And just to be clear, the Gemara Shaila, again, Snegay the whole daf is only with regards to someone that eats truma b'shoigig. Because only when you eat truma b'shoigig is there a din that, in addition to the karen and the chaimish, you have to pay with something on which kedushas truma could be chal, and that kedushas truma is chal. And it's from that premise that Chazal were willing to entertain a tzad that maybe the chiyuv mamon is fundamentally different than it is ordinarily. And maybe it's not lefi damim mishalim, but rather it's lefi mida mishalim. However, if somebody is going to eat truma b'mezid, near the halach is yashiv l'rabbi shavah kesed. I can pay however I want to pay. There's no din it has to be something on which kedushas truma can be chal. There's no din that when I make the payment it's chal kedushas truma. That means it's a good old fashioned chiyuv damim. And if that's the case, it's pashut lefi damim mishalim. It's pashut that it's not lefi mida mishalim. But the Gemara explains, Kol hecha demikaros, again, as it relates to the shayla, somebody ate truma b'shoigig, Karen Chaimish is a lefi mida mishalim, or is a lefi damim mishalim. So the Gemara says, in the event that when you stole this item, you ate this truma, it was shavi arba zuzi, it was worth 4 zuzi, lepsayv shavi zuzi, now it's only worth 1 zuz, leiti ba'ilach. Then there would be no shayla. Devadai k'demikar mishalim. The Gemara says, that's pashin, in that case, you would have to pay 4 zuzi. Meaning, you wouldn't be able to get away now with giving the item back, which is only worth a zuz, you would have to for sure pay the 4 zuzim. Why? The legarmi gazlan? Because the Gemara is saying you for sure can't be worse than a gazlan. The time we learned in the Mishnah, kolah gazlan, mishalim k'shasak zeila. And that's halach, that if somebody steals something and then the price of the thing that he stole fluctuated, so when it comes to a gazlan, you always pay k'shasak zeila. So if it was worth more b'shasak zeila, you're going to pay more than it's worth now. If it was worth less b'shasak zeila, then you can get away with paying less. Because you always pay k'shasak zeila. So in the event that as a gazlan, you would have to pay more, because it was worth 4 and now it's worth 1, even now on the tzad of the Gemara, lefi mida, but the Gemara still is saying that that's for sure, you're not going to use it to your benefit. So if it was worth 4, now it's worth 1, you're going to have to pay the 4. Kiti balach, the question is like in the reverse. What would be if originally it was worth 1 zuz? And now, the same item that you took is worth 4 zuz in my lefim midah mishalim. Do you say that lefim midah mishalim? The amalei griva achal griva mishalim. I took a griva. That's what I took. I'm going to give you back in griva. Or maybe lefidamim mishalim. Or maybe it goes lefidamim. And if that's the case, bezuzah achal. Bezuzah mishalim. So in the event that you stole something, the truma that the person ate was worth a zuz at the time that he ate it. And now when it comes time to paying it, he's doing tshuva, he wants to give it back. Now it's worth already 4 zuzim. So the question is, are you going to pay 1 zuz as a gazlan? Or no, now you have to pay 4 zuzim. Why? Why can't I just give you 1 zuz? I'll tell you why. It's because you have to give back the griva. You took a griva, you returned the griva. And if the griva went up in value, I'm sorry, you have no choice. If your chiyuv is a chiyuv damim, so my responsibility is not to replace the griva, it's to make you whole for the griva that I took. If at that time it was worth a zuz, so that's what I have to give you right now. If, however, there's an obligation to make you whole to replace the item that I took, oh, the item that I took was a griva, so I have to give you back the griva. The griva went up in value, so what? So I'm Rabbi Yosef Tashma, I have a raya. If somebody ate a groigris, so somebody took from somebody a groigris. The groigris are dried figs. And he decided to pay, instead of groigris, he's paying the person back with tamarin, dates. Tavoy olav bracha. That's like a wonderful thing you can do. Says the Gemara. If the responsibility is lefi mida, meaning you just have to replace the item, amtulachi tavoy olav bracha. So I understand this braisa, that tavoy olav bracha. What does it mean, tavoy olav bracha? The achal griva de groigris, the shav yezuzah, the kayov griva de tamarin, the shav arba. Meaning, if the point is lefi mida, And you don't have to, you're not making the person whole dollar for dollar, but rather you're just replacing the item. So I understand why this is a Tavi Yala Bracha. You took a Ziburis item, you took Gregor's dried figs, which is not such a big deal, and you gave him back tomorrow, which is a very nice thing. So that's the Tavi Yala Bracha. But if you're going to tell me you're anyways always paying dollar for dollar, I might Tavi Yala Bracha. So at the end of the day, what are you doing? You took a dollar's worth of Gregor's, and you're paying back a dollar's worth of tomorrow. Bezuza achal, bezuza kamashalim. So what's the big deal? If the way the tashlumen works when somebody eats truma b'shoigig is you give back the item that you took, so I understand the b'raisa, the concept that if I give back a better item, it's tovei olav bracha. Why? Because naturally, inevitably, if the item I'm giving you is more chashim than the item that I took, and it's per ounce, it's per pound, it's per weight, whatever the metric is, so obviously I'm giving you back more than I took from you. Hence, tovei olav bracha. But if it's lefi damim, that means the dollar amount's always going to be the same. So what's the difference if I took Gregor's or Tamarin? It's the nafkamina is the currency. But in terms of the value, it's really the same. So why is it tovei olav bracha? Rabbi said a pashut teretz. Lo'ilam lefi damim. Mishalim, maybe real is lefi damim. V'amai tovei olav bracha. Why is it tovei olav bracha? At the end of the day, I'm giving you back dollar for dollar what I took. The reason is, because you took something that people aren't really interested in. Nobody really cares too much for dried figs. And you're replacing it with something that people are getting very excited about. As a result, it's going to be tovei olav bracha. Bottom line is, we have a shayla. If somebody eats truma b'shoigig, the halach is you have to pay keren v'chaymish. Not just that, you have to pay with a currency, with something on which kedushas truma can be chal. Not just that, when you make the payment, kedushas truma is chal. Does that mean, says the Gemara, that the nature of the chi of tashlumen is fundamentally different than an ordinary chi of tashlumen? And you're actually not even paying lefi damim. The nature, the gedder is not pay back the person dollar for dollar what you took, but rather it's replace. You took truma, give it back truma. The haraya, as soon as you have to give him literally the same thing you took, and not just that, it becomes truma automatically. Or maybe not. Maybe lefi dama mishalim. So is it kishu mishalim lefi mida mishalim, or is it lefi dama mishalim? What's the nafkamina? So the Gemara worked it out. Gemara said the nafkamina would be the mikara shavya zuza ulu b'shoif shavya arva. If I have a chiv damim, all I have to do is give you $1 worth of peiros. If I have a chiv to replace the item, so if the item went up in value, so I'm gonna be the one that's gonna lose. I have no choice. I have to replace the item. It was worth $1 when I took it. I hear what I tell you. Now it's worth $4. You have no choice but to replace this. What does it have to do with our sugya? Zoktim Gemara Vaita. We learned in our Mishnah, Eichel Trumas Chametz B'Pesach. If somebody eats Truma, that's Chametz on Pesach. B'Shoigig, if you did it, B'Shoigig, Mishalim, Karen V'Chaymish. You have to pay a Karen V'Chaymish. Freit the Gemara, Gishmak. Iyam R'Bishloim, Lefid Mida Mishalim. Mishloim, if we're going to take on this Sad Nechudeshes, now when a person pays his Karen V'Chaymish because he ate Truma B'Shoigig, it's not Lefid Don and Mishalim, it's Lefid Mida Mishalim. Shaper. I understand the Mishnah. I understand why there's a chiyuv mamu? Eli'i amrit lefi damim mishalim. If, however, it's lefi damim mishalim, my obligation is to make you whole for the financial loss that you incurred as a result of this truma that I ate. Chametz bePesach bar damim? Is chametz on Pesach a bar damim? You hear the Gemara's clear? If somebody eats chametz truma b'shoigig on Pesach, nalach is you have to pay. You have to pay Karen V'Chaymish. Freak out the Gemara, a gevaldige kasha. You know what's bothering the Gemara? Chametz on Pesach is asibana. So if chametz on Pesach is asibana, it has no value. So if it has no value, I didn't damage you. So if I didn't damage you, why am I paying? So the Gemara, that's all true if Lefi Dama Mishal. If my responsibility, when it comes to paying you, is to make you whole financially. I took $1 from you, I have to give you back $1. I took $100 from you, I have to give you back $100. I didn't take $100 from you, because what I took was Yisurei Anah. And Yisurei Anah, we know, is considered ownerless. I have no value in my Yisurei Anah. If, however, my obligation is not to make you whole for what you lost financially, but it's simply to replace the item in your pantry, also, that's something I could do on Pesach also. Just because it's Asa Banah doesn't mean there's no responsibility. So Zokti Gemara, from the fact that the Mishnah says, Ha'eichel Trumas Chametz B'Pesach B'Shoigig, Mishalim Karen V'Chaymish, Zoysay Meres Lefi Mida Mishalim. Because if it's Lefi Dami Mishalim, Chametz B'Pesach Bar Dami Mo, Zokti Gemara, yeah. Why are you so sure that the Tanah of our Mishnah holds that Chametz is Asa Banah? We know there's three Shitas as it relates to Chametz on Pesach and Hana. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Chametz Lifnei Zmanei, Chametz Toich Zmanei, Chametz Lachas Zmanei is all Asana Medei Raisa. Rabbi Shimon Shita is Chametz on Pesach is Asana, Lifnei Zmanei, Lachas Zmanei is Mudabana. But then there's Rabbi Yosei Aglili, who holds he's the Das Yochid that permeates Pesach Tes Pesachim. The Chometz on Pesach is Mutar Bana. So, Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Maybe the Tana Bar Mishnah is Rabbi Yisrael Glili. The Amar Chometz BePesach Mutar Bana. Maybe he's the Tana Bar Mishnah. So, Gemara, Ihochi. The problem is, and the reason the Gemara says I wasn't so nicha to say that the Tana Bar Mishnah is Rabbi Yisrael Glili. First of all, it's Doichik to say it's Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Why? First of all, because we don't pass him like Rabbi Yosei Aglili. So it's interesting that we'd have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yosei Aglili. And besides, we've already had Stam Mishnayis, most notably the Mishnah Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph, which was either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon, Machloichas Rabbi Acher by Yaakov and Rav. It certainly wasn't Rabbi Yosei Aglili. He wasn't in the running for the Stam Mishnah and Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph. So now all of a sudden, tucked away on Daf Lam and Aleph on the base, we have a Mishnah, and the author of the Mishnah is going to be Rabbi Yosei Aglili. So it's a little bit fair. But the Gemara says, besides for that, I'll tell you why I don't think the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Because if the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosei Aglili, who holds a Chametz, a Pesach, a Motobana, a Seifer, how do you understand the Seifer? The Seifer said, Bemezid, if somebody would eat Shumas Chametz on Pesach, Bemezid, in that case, he'd be potter from pain. And he, Rabbi Yosei Aglili, if the Tana Mishnah is Rabbi Yosei Aglili, my potter, Tashumid Meyetzin, why would you be potter? Meaning, what's Pshan in the Seifer of the Mishnah? Why are you potter in the Seifer? The Mishnah said that if somebody eats Shumas Chametz, Beshoigeg, Yechai. If you do it b'mezid, you're going to be potter. So Rashi is very mayrichit. We'll speak out a little bit of the Rashi, not the whole Rashi. We'll speak out some of it. Bishleim mazok de Gemara. If the pshat in the Reisha, the reason you're chai when you eat a b'shoigig is because lefim mida mishalim, that's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. It's geshmak. It's the whole sugya. In the Reisha, you ate a b'shoigig. B'shoigig, you're not chai of chiv domim. Your responsibility is to replace na'ayim. Chametz and Pesach is asan bana, but lefim mida mishalim, that's why you're going to be chai. In the Seifa, you ate a b'mezid. The mezid, it's pashut, it's a chiyuv dam, like we spoke out a few times. As a result, you're going to be potter. Because there is no financial loss. Because chametz and Pesach is asan bana. So that's why you're going to be potter. But if the pshat and the reish is not lefim mida mishalim, really it's lefim dam mishalim. It's because the mission is Rabbi Yisrael Glili who holds a chametz and Pesach is anibiz mutu bana. So when I damage your chametz and Pesach, you're incurring the financials. What's between the reish and the Seifa? So in the reish, you have the Seifa, you should also be chai. The only reason we can understand why you would be potter in the Seifa is lefi damen. But that's only true if you hold a chametz pesach asa banah. But if you want to tell me that really chametz pesach is mutbanah, and that's pshat in the ratio, so how do you understand the Seifa? So the Gemara says, no, it's not muchach. Loilam, I'll tell you, the Mishnah is going to be exactly. And you have no right from the ratio of the Mishnah lefi, me the Mishalim, because I'll tell you really lefi damen Mishalim. And the reason in the ratio, yechayev, if you eat somebody's truma, you didn't incur any financial loss. Yes, I did. Because we hold like Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Chametz and Pesach is Mutabana, you caused me major damage. What's Pshat in the Seifa? Oh, the Seifa is different, because in the Seifa you ate it, b'mezid. So what? Oh, if you ate it, b'mezid, so like Rabbi Chunyi ben Akanya. There we have Rabbi Chunyi ben Akanya, Zalach, Tanya, we're going to the Rise, Rabbi Chunyi ben Akanya, how you oysters, you make me purim, Gishabas, Latash, Lomen. Rabbi Chunyi ben Akanya, who we just had earlier, a few daffin ago, who said that it could be if somebody does something b'mezid, for which he's chayiv, even only chorus, you're going to say, come with the rabbi mine, and the halach is going to be potter from amen. So the difference maybe between the ratio and the seifa is in the ratio, there's no come with the rabbi mine. In the seifa, there's going to be come with the rabbi mine. For a little bit of a deeper, more detailed understanding of this cheshbin, Ayin Rashi. But either way, the Gemara says you have no raya from the Mishnah. What was the attempt from the Mishnah, just to be clear? The attempt was, the Mishnah says, if somebody eats chumas, chametz, bepesach, b'shoigig, mishalim karen v'chaymish, why do you pay karen v'chaymish? What damage did I cause you? Your chametz is asav anah. If you can't have any anah from it, so l'chura, based on that, I didn't cause you any damage. So why am I chayiv to pay? And the Gemara said, one of two pshatim. Either it's a raya l'fimida mishalim. You're right, I'm not paying you for your financial loss. I'm just replacing the item. Or alternatively, maybe the Mishnah is going to be Yosei Aglili, who holds that chametz on Pesach is mutar banah. But returning to the original shayla, e-bailu, three lines from the top. Keshehu mishali. When someone eats truma b'shoigeg, you pay Karen v'chaymish, you have to replace the item with something on which Trumas, Kedushas Truma can be chal, and the Kedushas Truma is chal. Is it lefi mida mishalim? Are you just replacing the item? Are you lefi dami mishalim? Or is this a regular chiyuv mamim like all chiyuv mamim? Zok the Gemara kitanoi, l'chura would seem that it's a machloikis tanam. And the Gemara now is going to bring two brises that's going to take us pretty much till the end of the daf. Both of these brises are very much me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan to our Allah in the Mishnah. So we know this from just learning Gemara, that the brises very often were a little mayrich where the Mishnah was makatsa. So these brises are going to discuss in greater detail the laws of our Mishnah, and the agenda of the Gemara is going to be to try to extract from these two brises two tanoim, two conflicting opinions that the Gemara thinks are based on this shaila. Kishu mishalem, lefimida mishalem, or lefidamim mishalem. Zok the Gemara. Ichol chumas chametz bepesach. This is the first price. If somebody eats chumas chametz bepesach, potmanat hashlumim, ubin mei eitzim, divri Rabbi Akiva. Rashi says that this brisa is talking about someone that ate either b'shoigig or b'mezid. So our Mishnah made a distinction between someone that eats chumas chametz b'shoigig versus b'mezid. B'shoigig you chayiv to pay, b'mezid you potter from paying. The brisa Rashi says right away, it doesn't matter shoigig or mezid. It's not making that distinction. It's not the point. So if somebody eats chumas chametz on Pesach, you always potter from paying. Azoi halt Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Menuri mechay. Rabbi Menuri said, no, in either case, you're going to be chayv. Only Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Menuri. Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Menuri, how could you be chayv? You should certainly be potter. Person doesn't have any ana. So if he doesn't have any ana, I didn't cause you any damage. If I didn't cause you any damage, so why should I be chayv to pay? Only Rabbi Menuri, Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Menuri told Rabbi Akiva, umano yeishloi chuma tamei b'shar kol yomayis hashana shemashalim. If somebody on a regular Tuesday would eat a truma tamei, the halach is he would have to pay. Truma tamei is asabana. So if it's asabana, what benefit then did I withhold from you? So why am I obligated to pay? So Rabbi Yechon Menuri said, I don't know. You have a kasha. Why if someone eats trumas chametz, it's asabana? Why is it different than truma tamei the whole year? Amar Rabbi Kiva said it's not true. Why you remember truma tamei b'shach moys hashanah? Shavu b'shein lo b'heter achilo yesh me b'heter asaka. Meaning Rabbi Yechon Menuri, what you just said is not emes. You could have anah from truma tamei. Right, what do you do with truma tamei? You burn it. Right, that's the halacha. It requires sreifa. And the halacha is that you're allowed to benefit from it while you burn it. So if you're allowed to benefit from it while you burn it, it comes that it does have value. As opposed to chametz on Pesach, she'en loipa, loy heter achilo, loy heter asok. Rabbi Kiva continued. He said, you want to know what this is comparable to? L'trumas tutim v'anovim. If someone would have the truma of tutim and anovim, berries and grapes, shenitma, that became tommy, she'en loipa, loy heter achilo, loy heter asok. You can't eat it because it's truma tmeo, and you can't burn it because it's just not going to burn. And here the halacha is that you're potter. And the reason you're potter is precisely because it's asabana. There's nothing you can do with it. The point Rabbi Akiva said is, as far as I'm concerned, truman chametz has no value, and if it has no value, the halacha is you're going to be potter. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri argued, and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri seems to say, I agree with you, Rabbi Akiva, that really it has no value, but I don't see why it's any different than truma tmei. Now, Rabbi Akiva explained to him why it's different than truma tmei, but Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, as far as we know, stood by his position. But bottom line is we have machloikis from Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. If somebody eats trumas chametz on Pesach, what's the halacha? Our Mishnah was machalik between shoygig and mezid. In the braisa, there's no difference between shoygig and mezid, says Rashi. It's machloikis Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Akiva says potter, Rabbi Yochanan says chai. Why would Akiva say potter? I didn't cause you any loss. What does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say? I hear Rabbi Akiva. I hear what you're saying. But at the end of the day, why is it different than true mitmeh? The brisa continues. Just finished the brisa, and then the Gemara is going to revisit it later. When is this true? B'mafesh truma v'hichmitza. This whole halach of eating trumas chametz is only if someone had truma before Pesach and became chametz on Pesach. Av mafesh trumas chametz, divrei kol einin kedusha. This is just a maimer hamuzger. Agav, parenthetically speaking. It's impossible for truma to be chal on chametz. Interesting. So if you're mafresh truma from chametz on Pesach, it's not going to be chal truma. So obviously this discussion is not talking about where you were mafresh truma from chametz, but it's talking about where you had the chametz, where you had the truma before Pesach, and then it became chametz. Either way, this is the first price. Again, what was the first price? Machlokes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. If somebody eats truma chametz on Pesach, you potter chayiv. Rabbi Kiva says you potter. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said chayiv. Rabbi Kiva said why you potter? Because it's Yisrael anyways. You have no value. You have no ownership. So there's no financial loss. So why should I be chayiv? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri seems to accept the premise, but he said truma tmeya shayu moys hashana toichich. Tan yiduch another price, similar v'nas on the koyin asher. HaKodesh, says the Gemara, Dover HaRoyli is Kodesh. We learn from here that when a person, Truma has to be Chal on something that could be Kodesh. Pradlo, Eichel, Truma's Chametz B'Pesach, Shepatim and HaTashlumim, Ud Mei Eitzin, Divri Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Shita in the second Braisa is the same as Rabbi Akiva Shita in the first Braisa, and that is if somebody eats Trumas chametz on Pesach, he's going to be potter. The only difference is Rabbi Lezman Yaakov seems to have a pasuk. But the bottom line is same halacha. If someone eats trumas chametz on Pesach, he's going to be potter. Rabbi Lezman chisma mechayev. So in the first brisa, who was the one that said chayev? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. In the second brisa, it's Rabbi Lezman chisma. I believe Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Lezman chisma. So Rabbi Lezman Yaakov told Rabbi Lezman chisma. V'chimano liyesh leba. He said the same thing Rabbi Akiva said in the first brisa. Why are you chayev? I didn't cause you any damage. I ate your truma. For stars truma. You have nothing. It's us about no. It's chametz on Pesach. Amalei Rabbi Elazar, chisma Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. V'chimah no yeshloi la'ochol truma tmei b'shari yimaisa shanosh m'shalim. Right, why is it different than anyone that eats truma tmei the whole year? Rabbi Yechim ben Uri's time. Amalei told him, lo'yim, I'm Rabbi truma tmei b'shari yimaisa shanosh afi b'chein l'behet. Rachil yesh behet rasako. No, it's not true. You could benefit from truma tmei. You have to burn it, and you're allowed to have enough from it while you burn it. Time rabizu, she'in l'behet rachilo, v'lo'yhet rasako. So again, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov just responded, and he said, Tachlas, I don't understand why you should be chayiv if you eat truma of chametz on Pesach. It's asabana. If it's asabana, I didn't cause you any damage. Oh, my Lord, here we have a chiddush. So Rabbi Elazar chisman told Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, af bezu yesh le baheter asaka. I disagree with you. Chametz on Pesach is asabana. Who said? Shem ratza akayin, if the kayin wants to take this truma, meritzel ifnei cowboy, he can give it to his dog, or he can cook it up. It's something that he can benefit from. Bottom line is, we're discussing our Mishnah, the whole sugya is if somebody eats truma, that's chametz, on Pesach. What's the halacha? The Mishnah said, it depends if you were a shoygig or a mezid. A shoygig, yechayiv, the mezid, you're going to be potter. Now the Gemara brought two braises that were not mechalik between shoygig and mezid. Rather, it was a machloikis tanam. In the first braise, it was a machloikis Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yechon Menuri. In the second braise, it was a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, whose Mishnasa is Kavanaki, and Rabbi Lazar Chisma. Very similar exchanges, but there's one subtle difference. That's the rest of the daf. The similarity is, Rabbi Akiva said, mutter. Blaz Ben Yaakov said, potter. They both said potter. In the first brisa, Rabbi Yechon Menuri says, chayev. In the second brisa, Rabbi Elazar Chisma said, chayev. But not for the same reason. Rabbi Yechon Menuri just said, chayev. He said, because I don't see why it's any different than if somebody eats truma tmei the whole year. As far as I'm concerned, that's also asabana. Rabbi Akiva said, it's different. And Rabbi Yechon Menuri didn't respond. Rabbi Elazar Ben Chisma said, I fundamentally disagree with you. You're telling me you're potter because you didn't cause any damage? Why? Because chametz is asabana? I disagree with you. I think chametz is mutabana. If you think about it, it sounds like from the four tanam that we just mentioned, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov seem to all be of the opinion that chametz on Pesach is asabana. Right? It's clear from the exchange. Rabbi Akiva said if you eat trumas chametz on Pesach, you're potter. Why you're potter? You didn't cause any loss. Why not? Because it's asabana. Oh, he obviously holds chametz as asabana. Even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who's his bal plukta, but at the same time, they're nitpicking. Why is it different than truma tmei? It's also asabana. But it sounds like he accepts the premise. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said the same thing in the second brisa. If somebody eats trumas chametz on Pesach, he's potter. Why? Obviously, the reason he's potter is because it's asabana. It didn't cause any financial damage. Here, Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma says, no, I disagree. What are you talking about? If shimrotza akayim meritzel ifnei kalboy, oy masika dachas avshiloy. In other words, chametz on Pesach is really mutabana. So it sounds like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yechonim and Nuri, and Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, all hold chametz on Pesach as asabana. It's just basic back-of-the-envelope arithmetic. Whereas Rabbi Elazar Chisma seems to hold that it's asabana. Zokti Gemara. Amr Abaya. Abaya said, he made the same exact observation we made. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yechonim and Nuri, kulu sviru lu chametz bepesach asabana. They all hold that chametz on Pesach is asabana. It's clear, right? It's obvious they all hold. So here's the question. If they all hold that chametz and Pesach is asabana, so what's the machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yechonim ben Nuri? We didn't explain the machloikis. It's the one thing we didn't explain in this braisa. Rabbi Akiva said, if I eat chametz Pesach, I'm potter. Why am I potter? Why should I be chayef? I didn't cause you any damage. Rabbi Yechonim ben Nuri said, why is it different than truma tmei? Rabbi Akiva told him why it's different than truma tmei. But Rabbi Yechonim ben Nuri never really responded. He never really explained the shita. We understand the machloikis in the second braisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Elazar Chisma, they're arguing is chametz and Pesach asabana, or is it mutabana? But what's the machloikis of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yechonim ben Nuri? They both seem to hold that it's asabana. Abaya made the observation, right? It seemed pretty intuitive. Before we turned the page, we chapped that. So if that's the case, so what is the machloikis? Zokti Gemara, this is the lema ketanoi, coming full circle. Uba ha-pligi, maybe this is the machloikis. Rabbi Akiva, some Rabbi Akiva holds if you don't mishal. Now, when you pay back someone, when you eat truma, b'shoigig, you have to make it a kimta now. When you eat b'shoigig, it's lefi damim mishalim. So if it's lefi damim mishalim, so and for sure b'mezid it's lefi damim mishalim, so that's why you're going to be potter. My whole chiyuv is because I caused you a financial loss. Not on Pesach I didn't, because chametz on Pesach was asabana. No, for Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri sava lefi midim mishalim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said chayiv, he meant chayiv b'shoigig, because b'shoigig it's lefi midim mishalim. And a chinami, I'm asking that it's asabana. But at the end of the day, lefi midim mishalim. Lefi midim mishalim, that's why I'm going to be chayiv. Gevaldik. Zok de Gemara. This is so gevaldik that it's so obvious pshita? Is this pashit? But it's not that pashit. Because Mal Tema, I would have thought, Rabbi Yechon Menuri Namik Rabbi Kiva Sfirulei. No, I'm Malafi Dami Mishal. Maybe really Rabbi Yechon Menuri holds like Rabbi Akiva Lafi Dami Mishal. And really, we don't have a machlech Rabbi Kiva Yechon Menuri, whether Lafi Mida Mishal, Lafi Dami Mishal. So if that's the case, why Rabbi Yechon Menuri argue with Rabbi Akiva? Why does Rabbi Yechon Menuri hold that if somebody would eat Shumas Chametz on Pesach, Nalachas he would be Chayiv? If it's Lafi Dami Mishal, then why are you Chayiv? Also, I know time to come Chayiv. Maybe the reason he holds Chayiv is from the Savat, Rabbi Yechon Aglili. Because he holds like Rabbi Yechon Aglili, the Amar Chametz Bebesach, Mutabana. Kamash Malon, it is a little bit of a chiddush, because really you could have always said that really Rabbi Yechon Menuri holds, not like we were Medayik and not like Abaya said, but really he holds like Rabbi Yechon Aglili, he holds like Rabbi Elazar Chisma holds in the second brisa. Nechamitz on Pesach as Motaban, Vem Hachinami. Okay, then Efsha Ataka. Then why are you telling me that the Machloikis is the Fimid Mishal, if you don't have Mishal, maybe that is the Machloikis? So the Gemara makes Artia, because then came Nahadale, Rabbi Yechon Menuri, Rabbi Akiva, Chihechad Mahadale, Rabbi Elazar Chisma, Rabbi Elazar Yaakov. Because if he held that way, he should have said it. He should have told Rabbi Akiva the same thing Rabbi Elazar Chisma told Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in the second Brisa. And the fact he didn't, he seemed to accept Rabbi Akiva's premise that really chametz is aser bahana. It's just chametz tmeyah, trumat tmeyah teichiyach, etc., etc. So it's mashma that really he held that it's aser bahana. If it's aser bahana, so why is the halacha then that your chayif must be it's lefi midah mishalim? Bottom line is, we saw on the top of Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph, I boyalu k'shu mishalim lefi midah mishalim, oy lefi damim mishalim. It's a machlokes tana. Who's the machlokes tana? It's not Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Elazar Chisma. It's not necessarily our Mishnah, but it's Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in the first of the two brises that the Gemara brought that was marchiv a little bit on the halacha of our Mishnah. Just one more Gemara, even though really it segues into tomorrow's daf, but it's a little too high on the Amud to stop. Tana Rabbanon, Hoichel Kizayis Truma. If somebody eats a Kizayis of Truma, Meshalim Karen V'chaymish. The halacha is, you have to pay a Karen V'chaymish. What's the chiddush here? The chiddush is you have to eat a kezayis. So if you eat less than a kezayis, chatzi shir, if you eat less than a kezayis, you wouldn't have to pay keren b'chamish. Abba Shol said, ad shiyeh b'shol v'pruta. It's not enough to eat a kezayis. But rather, it has to be a shol v'pruta. It has to be a pruta's worth. Meaning, there's a machloikis tanoim, what the shear of how much truma you would have to eat in order to be chayiv keren v'chamish. And just again, to be clear, when do you pay keren v'chamish? When you eat truma b'shoyv. So when you eat truma b'shoyv, you pay keren v'chamish. There's a shear. What's the shear? Tanakam holds the shear is kezayis. Abishol said the shear is a prutim. I tamid tanakam. What's the makar to the tanakam? Makar, the pasuk says, v'ish ki yoichal kodesh b'shkogo v'afil achila b'kezayis. Achila always means kezayis. Abishol, my time. Why does Abishol hold the shear is pruta? Makar, it says v'nosan. The pasuk says v'nasan l'koyin es hakodesh, right? That's the pasuk from where we learn that you have to give something on which kedushas truma could be chal. V'ein asin b'achas mishavah bruta. So you're paying to make hold, and you're paying with the word nesina. Nesina always means a shavah bruta. So that's how you know it has to be a shavah. V'idach nami yoksiv yoichal. The man that says that it just has to be a bruta doesn't have to be kezayis. What does he do with the word yoichal? Who prat l'mazik udas? Coming to teach me that if someone's mazik truma, there's no halach of Karen B'chaymish. What does the Tanakama do with the word V'nasan? He uses that to teach me that it's not enough to just pay back money, but you have to pay something on which Kedushas Truma could be chal. We'll see a lot more about this in Yetz Hashem and tomorrow's daf. But for now, exhale. So just one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf. But although it's somewhat rooted in today's daf, but its implications are really through Nogeya, the entire Masechtas Pesachim, and it's something that's also very much halacha l'maisa. The Oinig Yontif, in his classic Shailos HaTshuvos Oinig Yontif, Erechayim Simen Lamed Vav, declares the following safek. We know that a Yid is not allowed to have chametz in his Rishos on Pesach. If you have chametz in your Rishos on Pesach, you're over two lavin and one aseh. Ba'yiroeh, ba'yimotzeh, and the mitzvah sasei of Tashbisu. Klaus the Oinig Yontif, what would be if a person owns chametz, but he's in a different time zone than his chametz? So he's on one side of the world, and his chametz is on another side of the world. The question is, as it relates to the halachos of ba'yiroeh, ba'yimotzeh, as it relates to the mitzvah of Tashbisu, as it relates to the halachos of chametz she'over olav ha'pesach, where the halach is that it's aser bahana. Do we go based on where the chametz is? Or do we go based on where the owner of the chametz is? Do we go based on the gavra? Or do we go based on the cheftza? That was the shaila that the Oinig Yontif discussed. Just to put it in a real life practical situation. If a yid that lives in America goes to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach. So Pesach in Eretz Yisrael starts several hours earlier than it does in America. So the question is, once it's Mishei Shoyesu L'mayla in Eretz Yisrael, do I have an obligation to make sure that my chametz that's in America was already sold? Or can I sell my chametz in America with my local rabbi together with all the other chametz that he's going to sell, which is going to be in the 11th hour, right at the last possible time that I'm allowed to have the chametz? For me, Pesach started already, or Mishei Shnoitzel L'mayla certainly started already. Who cares? We go based on where the chametz is. So Enechinami, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. For me, it's Pesach right now. So I'm in Eretz Yisrael. But I'm allowed to have chametz in my house in America because at the end of the day, in the United States of America, it's not, if you think about it, it's a fascinating question. Right, you go based on the Gavra, imagine, you're in Eretz Yisrael for Pesach. So you're sitting down at the Seder, you have chametz in your house. Why? Because your house is on the other side of the world. And where your house is, it's not Pesach yet. In your house, the Olam is still eating breakfast. They're eating Danishes. So that's the question. Do we say, Abba ich the Gavra, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. So do you go bust on the Gavra? Or do you go bust at the cheftza? Do you go based on where the chametz is? And there's a whole bunch of different practical nafkaminas of this shaila. But this was the shaila that was asked to the Oinig Yontif. So the Oinig Yontif spanned Kol HaTayra Kula, as all the Gedolim did when they were asked questions like this, and he said, I have one raya. I have one raya from Talmud Bavli to the shaila. And my raya is from a Gemara, in Masechtas Psachim, Taflamid Beis Amar Aleph. The sugi, if somebody eats trumas chametz on Pesach, where the halach is b'shoigig mishalim karen v'chaymish, it's a mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Aleph on the base. The Gemara brought two brises about it on Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph, and Masechtas Pesachim. It was the entire daf today. Said the Oinig Yontif, from that sugi, I have a raya, a klar raya to the shaila. Whoa, what's the raya? Because the Gemara said that if somebody eats trumas chametz on Pesach, b'shoigig, now halach is you have to pay karen v'chaymish. And the Gemara is very bothered. Why do you have to pay a karen v'chaymish? I understand. You're making huhol. You're making the kayin or the kayhanim or the shevet whole for the damage that you caused them. You ate chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach is aser b'hana. So if chametz on Pesach is aser b'hana, that means that it has no value. So if it has no value, so it comes that I didn't incur any damage. So if I didn't incur any damage, so what should be the problem? And the Gemara was so disturbed by that question that the Gemara said you have to be mechiach one of two things. Either you have to say that you have a raya from this Mishnah that when it comes to paying the Karen V'chaymish for someone that is Truma B'shoigit, it's not Lefi Dama Mishalim, but rather it's Lefi Mida Mishalim. That was the daf. Oye Shloimer, Inami, the Gemara said, maybe the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that Chametz on Pesach is Mutabana. If Chametz on Pesach is Mutabana, so if that's the case, so then fine, then it has value. So if it has value, so it's not going to be a problem. But if you hold that Chametz on Pesach is Asim Bana, and you understand the key of Karen V'chaymish in the conventional way that it's Lefi Damim, the Gemara no way to understand the halacha of the Mishnah. Because why in the world should you be chayiv to pay? At the end of the day, the chametz is aser b'hana. So if the chametz is aser b'hana, so based on that, what could be the problem? Freikta, in a gyantiv, I have an eitzah. I have a very good hechatimtzah. You know what the hechatimtzah is? Maybe hachab and mayaskinon, we're the owner of the chametz, right? You stole someone's chametz. You're paying mammon over here. We're the owner of the chametz. The owner of the chametz was in a place where it wasn't Pesach anymore. He's in Eretz Yisrael. And this took place in the United States. So where you ate it, you were eating chametz. But being that the owner was not where you were, he was in a different time zone. And where he was, it's already Nuch Pesach, it's already Yisruchag. So if that's the case, it's from his perspective, you just caused him financial damage. Because his chametz has value to him. Why does it have value to him? Because from his perspective, it's not Pesach anymore. So if it's not Pesach anymore, so the chametz is not considered chametz on Pesach. He's the owner, and if that's the case, it shouldn't be a problem. So you want to know if the person ate chametz? Yeah, of course he ate chametz. But at the same time, being that the owner of the chametz is in a place where it's not Pesach, so it comes out that from his perspective, it's not aser b'hana. So if it's not aser b'hana, you just caused me damage. If you just caused me damage, so based on that, you would have to pay me. Says the Oinig Yontif, it's a mechudesh to Gesvara, that I think this is a raya, that what? You see from here that you don't go based on where the Gavra is, but rather you go based on where the Chametz is. And being that you go based on where the Chametz is, at the end of the day, if this Chametz, I don't care that I own it and I'm in Eretz Yisrael, but if it's still Pesach in America, and that's where my Chametz is, so my Chametz is considered to be Aser B'hana, and ich heis nish kein Beilin, And as it relates to Chiyuvei Mazik, our sugya, you're not going to have to pay me. But if you're going to tell me that the status of the chametz is defined based on where the owner of the chametz is, so you have a Hecha Timtza, says the Oinig Yontif, that somebody can go eat chametz on Pesach that belongs to somebody else, and the chametz won't be asibano. How's the place in a different time zone? He's in a place where it's not a problem. So if he's in a different time zone, based on that, you could be chayav. So it says the Oinig Yontif, I think this is a raya brura, that the halacha is that you go based on where the chametz is, you don't go based on where the gavra is. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Har Tzvi al Hashas, over here in our Gemara, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, so he brings this Oinig Yontif very, very much bekitzer. But earlier in the Masechta, on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, he brings it very much beharchava. And he writes that he saw this chiddush from the Oinig Yontif, v'hine nitvas ata, he says, a new sefer was printed, miyedidi, hagoyin Rabbi Yechiel Mechel Tukachinsky, of Zmanim fame. So he says, they just printed a sefer, miyedidi, Rabbi Tukachinsky, and he said, v'sham mayrich b'tshu v'zu, he's very mayrich in this shayla, and he comes out like the Oinig Yontif came out, that when it comes to this shayla, you always look at where the chametz is, and you don't look at where the person is. So you go bust to the chametz, you don't go bust to the gavra. Says the Har Tzvi that even though the Oinig Yontif said it, and Yedidi Rav Tukachinsky said it, he said, but I respectfully disagree. I don't think you should go bust to the chametz, I think you should go bust to the gavra. And then he says he found in the Sefer Chesed Lavram from Avram Tumim, one of the great 19th century goyim, he said like me also. Now you don't go bust to the cheftza, you go bust to the gavra. In other words, we have a major shayla over here. When it comes to the shayla of chametz and Pesach, Bayura, Bayimatzi, Tashmisu, isn't going to be chametz over Lava Pesach. Not, do you go based on where the chametz was, or do you go based on where the gavra is? If you go based on the gavra, it's possible to have a metzias where I could be in a place where it's Pesach for me, yet I'm going to still have chametz in my reshus, because where my chametz is, it's not Pesach. Or in the reverse, I can be in Eretz Yisrael where it's already after Pesach, but I could still have chametz and technically violate all the Yisurei chametz, because I have chametz in my house in the United States. And based on what the matzav is in the United States, over there it's not chametz. Now, Agav Urchi, Kedarke B'Kodesh, Rav Tzvi Pesach is very mayrich, with a few very interesting things, Medarech Agav. I'll just mention two of the arutz that he brings. One of the arutz that he brings is that he heard from Rav Moshe Yoina Zweig. He said, he told me that he was once on the telephone. Imagine, this was like big news. He said he had a telephone conversation with Rav Moshe Yechiel Me'ostrovtsa. He was talking to the Ostrovtsa guy over the telephone. This was like mamish, breaking news. And he said in this phone conversation, they were talking and learning, obviously, and they were discussing the Chizkuni's Kasha. We know the halacha, that if somebody's father tells him to be Mechal Shabbos, so the halacha is, you don't listen to your father. Right? If your father tells you to be Mechal Shabbos, it's learned from the Pasuk. Ish imay v'aviv tiro, v'eshab soysay tishmayru ani Hashem, it's a Gemara in Mesechtes Yevamis, and we learn from there, ani Hashem, that if your father tells you to be Mechal Shabbos, al tishmaloi. It's not something that you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to. So, Freit the Cheskuni, right here on the side, in the Mekroyes Gedoy was Chomesh. Freit the Cheskuni, Vadayan Yiksha, a Bambakasha. We know that halacha is that although a person has an obligation to honor his father and mother, however, it's only Ba'isa Maisa Amcha. Chazal say, V'nasi Ba'amcha Leisar, Ba'isa Maisa Amcha. It's true for a Nasi, and it's true for a parent. The only time a person has a deraisa obligation to honor his parents is if his parents are shomer Torah mitzvahs. But if they're not oisem maisa amcha, mideraisa, there's no chiv anymore of kabedes avicha vesimecha. So freit the cheskuni akasha. So he said, if that's the case, I don't understand this whole halacha. Why did Chazal need a drasha? It's a Rashi and Chumash, it's a well-known gemara, that if your father tells you to be melchal Shabbos, so what's the halacha? Al tishmaloi. How do I know that? Because ish imay v'aviv tiro, the eshab soisai tishmayru, ani Hashem alaykechem. If your father's telling you to be Mechal Shabbos, then by definition, he's an Eina Isa Maisa Amcha. If he's an Eina Isa Maisa Amcha, I have no obligation to listen to him anyways. So if I have no obligation to listen to him anyways, I'm anyways potter. This is the Cheskuni's Kasha. It's a Kasha from one of the Rishon. Why do I need a pastor to tell me your father tells me Mechal Shabbos? I don't have to listen. If he tells me, it's dead on arrival. Because that means he's an Eina Isa Maisa Amcha. If he's an Eina Isa Maisa Amcha, I'm anyways potter. So this was the question that Rabbi Yonah's wife asked Rabbi Moshe Chel Ostrovtsa, the Ostrovtsa Goyen. This is what he asked him on the telephones. You know what he told him back? You know what the answer is? The telephone. He says, the telephone is the answer. He says, you know what the case was? The father was in a place where it wasn't Shabbos. And he told the kid to go ahead and do something. And this thing that he was going to do was going to involve Chil Shabbos. For the son it was Shabbos, for the father it wasn't. How's that possible? Well, he was in a different time zone. How were they talking?
They were talking on a telephone. I mean, they were talking on a telephone. That's how it was possible. Either way, he just brings this. But Derek Agam says he heard this maisa. Telephone Yechiach. This is such a case where you have two people in two different time zones where Kachap and Afkemira. The maisa, the father, is in a place where it's not Shabbos. He's telling his son to go be Mechal Shabbos in a place where it is Shabbos. So how does this play into this halacha? Another maramachim that he brings, Kedarke Bakoidish, is he brings a kasha that he heard from another one of his chaver. Right? Anyone that's familiar with Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Svarim, so he quotes all his Yedidim and his Chaverim. These are all the Gedolim and the Talmid HaChachamim there in Yerushalayim. So this he heard from Yedidi, Rav HaGoyim, Rav Yitzchak Rosenthal. This was Rav Yitzchak Rosenthal's Kasha. So he asked him a Kasha that the Gemara on Daf Heim and Aleph, that's why this is on Daf Heim, by the way, because the Gemara on Daf Heim and Aleph was discussing the Allah of Chometz as Asa Mishay Shoy Sulamayla. Right, the Gemara said the Kuli Yalma Mia, everybody holds that Chometz Mishay Shoy Sulamayla is Asa. And the question is, what's the Makar? How do you know that Chometz is Asa Mishay Shoy Sulamayla? So the Gemara brought a whole bunch of Makaris. One of the Makaris was Rava. Rava said, it says in the Torah, Le Sishchat al Chometz Dam Zivchi, that now that a Shech the Karbon Pesach, when you have chametz, what was the zman shchitas karmen Pesach? It was mishay shoyes ulamaylo bein arbaim. Also from bein arbaim already, you see from there, you're not allowed to have chametz. So this was the kasha that Rabbi Yitzchak Rosenthal asked Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank, Rabbi Shlomo Yerushalayim. He asked him. He says, "I want to ask you a question. If the makar to shay shoyes ulamaylo, the most basic, elementary, fundamental halach in Hilchos Pesach, that the kuli alma miyah chametz is aser mishay shoyes ulamaylo, if that is based on the zman of the shchit of the karmen Pesach." Wouldn't it seem that it should be tali in what time or when this man shchitas Karban Pesach is in Yerushalayim? That's the only place in the world you can bring the Karban Pesach. You can't bring the Karban Pesach in America. You bring the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim. So if there's a halacha that the Isser Chometz is chal, Mishay Shoyes Ulamayla Pesach, because that's the man of bringing the Karban Pesach. So what? I live in America. I live in New York. So it's based on whenever this man Karban Pesach is in New York, you're not bringing a Karban Pesach in New York. The only place you can bring a Karban Pesach is Yerushalayim or HaKadosh. It's not Shaykh anywhere else. So it should be totally in that zman, right? When they announced the Moilet in Shul, it's the Moilet in Yerushalayim. It's such a concept. It should be the Moilet. I'm not the Moilet. It should be the zman of the Shechitas Karban Pesach. It must be that Chametz is also from when? You now have Chametz once it's the zman of the Karban Pesach. So look at your calendar, see what time it says, what time it's going to be in America. Who cares what time it is in America? It should be totally in Eretz Yisrael. It's an amazing question. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank told him, it's a Meshech Achma. He says, I have a teretz, and it's a Meshech Achma. You want to hear a classic Meshech Achma? The Meshech Achma says in Parshas Baloischa, the context is Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa. It's the same thing. Parshas Baloischa, you have the Parsha of the Pesach Sheni. The Pasuk says, Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe, B'midbar Sinai, Bashona Hashenis, Letzeisa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, B'chodesh HaRishon Le'emar. So Hashem comes to Moshe in Midbar Sinai. This was the second year. V'yasu b'nei Yisrael as a Pesach b'mayadis. Then they brought the Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim. Then they brought the Karban Pesach that next year, and that was the last time they brought the Karban Pesach. Rashi famously says lahagid genusan shel Yisrael that this was the only Karban Pesach that the Yidden brought in the Midbar. It was all Shaila why, Taisus and Kedushin, Ramban al Atayr. It's a very big tumult. Why? But that's a historical fact. The Yidden brought one Karban Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. Either way, the pasuk continues and says v'yidabim Moshe b'nei Yisrael last is a Pesach. I skipped three psukim. V'yasu es a Pesach barishon barba asayoyim lachoydesh beino arbayim b'midbar sinoi k'choy lashetziv Hashem es Moshe kein asu b'nei Yisrael. So the Torah Chaz is over that Yidden brought the Karban Pesach in the Midbar. V'yasu es a Pesach barishon barba asayoyim lachoydesh beino arbayim b'midbar sinoi. Frank Rame Simcha, it's just subtle dick. Why did the Torah have to repeat b'midbar sinoi? Vayasu as a Pesach barishon, barba soyoyim lachodesh, beino arbayim b'midbar Sinai. First of all, we know where the Jews were. They were in the Midbar for 40 years. That's well documented. Well, we know that. Where else were they? They were in the Midbar. Besides, three psukim earlier. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'midbar Sinai. Bashona Hashenis letzeisa me'eretz Mitzrayim. This took place in Midbar Sinai. So why would the Torah have to chazer over b'midbar Sinai? Says Rame Simcha. You know what the Torah is coming to tell me? A halacha gedoyla. A halacha that's not only negeya Karban Pesach, but a halacha that's negeya every single area in halacha. Vayasu es haPesach barishayim barbasayim lachoydesh bein arbayim. The Yidden brought the Karban Pesach. When did they bring the Karban Pesach? They brought it bein arbayim. Why bein arbayim? Because that's when you're supposed to bring the Karban Pesach. Why? Because that's when they brought the Karban Pesach when they were in Egypt, when they were in Mitzrayim. So kedai techamina, I would have thought that being that this man of Bein Arbayim is based on Mitzrayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim and what happened Bein Arbayim when the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, so you would think that you know when you bring the Karban Pesach every year, when it's Bein Arbayim in Mitzrayim. So you have to have a clock, literally, that tells you what time it is in Cairo, so that you'll know maybe when you're supposed to bring the Korban Pesach. Zok the pasuk, Vayasu es haPesach parishoyin, Barbos hayoyim lachodesh, Bein Arbayim b'Midbar Sinai. When it was Bein Arbayim in Midbar Sinai, not when it was Bein Arbayim in Mitzrayim. To teach me that even though it's really based on what went on in Mitzrayim, but at the end of the day, Zmanim are always local. And here's the punchline. This is Ramei Simcha Firzois, V'zeklau Godol B'Torah. This is a rule for Kol HaTorah Kulo. And this is where the Torah was megalitas. The Torah threw in the word Bein Arbayim, but Midbar Sinai, we know it was a Midbar Sinai. Where else was it? The Torah just said it was a Midbar Sinai. To teach me, Lohidiyacha, a cloud God of HaTorah, that you always go based on the locals, man. So Rabbi Tzvi Pesach told Yedidi, Rabbi Yitzchak Rosenthal, said a geshmak kasha, but it's an offener of Meisimcha. Meisimcha already told us it's a cloud God. What's the Makar? You need a source for this? I mean, we know it intuitively, because that's the halacha. But where did that all come from? Where does the Minig Yisrael Torah stem from? Rabbi Meisimcha said it's Merumas in a Pasuk. Vayasu as a Pesach, Barisha, Marbasim, Lachodesh, Ben Abayim, Midbar Sinai, by Bein Arbayim, not Bein Arbayim, Stamazoi, but it was Bein Arbayim, Midbar Sinai. But going back to our original question, this was parenthetically where Meir Simcha brings in that piece, so what the Reb Tzvi Pesach brings in that piece. So what was the Shaila? The Shaila was, if somebody is in one side of the world, his chametz is in the other side of the world. As it relates to the laws of Bayira and Bayimatze and Tashpisu and chametz, Shavar all of our Pesach, Sheshay Sula Maila, do we go based on the Gavra or do we go based on the Chavtza? And really what emerges from Tzvi Pesach's tshuvas are that it would seem to be a big time machloikas achreinim. Doinig Yontif and a going Rabbi Yechiel Mechel Tokachinsky, they both held, you go based on where the chametz is. I don't care where the person is. If where the chametz is, it's Pesach, it's Pesach. And if where the chametz is, it's not Pesach, it's not going to be Pesach. But Rabbi Tzvi Pesach, Frank, and he brings it from the Chesed Lavrom as well, they both held not the way. You're supposed to go based on the Gavra. So what's the halacha l'maaseh? What do you do? If someone's going to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, what's the bottom line? So there's two tshuvas from Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe. It's an Eruch Chaim Chelek Dalet, and the tshuvas are Simen Tzadik Dalet and Simen Tzadik Hei. It's actually very geschmack, because the Shoyel who asked the question to Ramosha apparently knew this raid. So Ramosha starts off the tshuva like this. Hine, this is the opening comment in the tshuva. Shnei HaSvarim Chesed LaAvram V'Ha'inig Yontev Loiro Isi. He says, I'm not familiar with this raid. So he says, the Oyni Yontif who says you go based on the Chametz, and the Chesed Avram who said that you go based on the Gavra. He said, Loira Yisi. He said, I didn't see the Svarim. So Rav Moshe said, Ich weiß nicht, wenn das Raid bite. But he said, one thing I do know. You want to know Halacha L'maisa? He said, it's Pasha to me. You go based on the Gavra. It's a Chayves Gavra. I'm a Yid. If for me it's Pesach right now, then I have to make sure all over the world, wherever I might have any chametz, I don't have any chametz. And if I'm eating pizza now, because it's Matzah Pesach right now, then you can't tell me, but you have a house in America, and in America it's still Pesach, and as a result you're going to be in Israel. It doesn't make any sense. So Rav Moshe said, it's pasha to me, that the halacha is that you go based on the gavra. So you want to know, Bayura, Bayimatzi, Tashpisu, it's whatever the person is. If it's Pesach for me, it's Pesach for all my chametz all over the world. And if it's not Pesach for me, then it's not going to be Pesach. But then Rav Moshe, he says one knech. He says it could be there's a distinction between the isurim, ba'yura, ba'yimatzin, and tashbisu, and with regards to the halach of chomet sha'over all of HaPesach. He says why? He says because as it relates to chomet sha'over all of HaPesach, so there is a halacha that any chomet of a yid that's over all of HaPesach becomes asabana. And he says not just that. He says we know that the chomet of a guy is not considered chametz over all of our Pesach. Only the chametz of a yid is chametz all of our Pesach. Pasha, what's the chilek? Because the chametz of a yid is, the yid has an obligation by your rabbi yimatzit. The guy doesn't have an obligation by your rabbi yimatzit. So Pasha, you would say, if chametz over all of our Pesach is a knas to Rabbanon, right? Paskin, like Reb Shimon, it's a knas to Rabbanon, and the whole thing is a knas to Rabbanon based on by your rabbi, and I'm in a place where it's not Pesach anymore. So based on that, really right now, it shouldn't be chametz over all of our Pesach. So Reb Moshe says, I'll tell you what I think it's like. I think it's like if a chereshoit of a katan, we don't pass. We don't chametz. Would that chametz be chametz of all of a Pesach? So he says, I never saw anywhere anyone would say such a chiddush that the chametz of a cheret shayt of a katan shouldn't be considered chametz of all of a Pesach. Aye, the cheret shayt of a katan is part of by your rabbi Yimatze. So if he's part of by your rabbi Yimatze, so based on that, there should be an halacha of chametz of all of a Pesach. The teretz is chametz for nayid. Is chametz from a yid, and if chametz from a yid is over all of a Pesach, even if the owner is not mechuyev in bayurah bayimatze, it's always going to have a din of chametz over all of a Pesach. So Rav Moshe said, I think a yid that's in a time zone where right now for me it's not Pesach, but I have chametz in a place where it is Pesach, so mitzad the chametz, we look at it as chametz that belongs to a yid who's not chayiv in Bayer Rav Bayer Matzah. Because for this year, it's not Pesach anymore. But it's like garah from the chametz of a cheresheit of the katan. That's also that way. And as a result, Rav Moshe said, it wouldn't be considered chametz she'aver olav ha-Pesach. Right, it's negeya as it relates to, whatever. But the bottom line is, but Rav Moshe says at the end of the day, he thinks it's a chumri yaseira, and you could be mekel. Bottom line is, ask your local rabbi in terms of selling your chametz. It's also negeya buying back the chametz at the end of Pesach. That's what Rav Moshe talks about in those tshuvas. But Rav Moshe came out that it's based on the gavra, not based on the chetza, with this kinach that it could be there's a distinction between the Bayer Rav Bayer Matzah and the tashbisu. And with regards to the status of the chametz, based on at the end of the day, it belongs to a yid, or be it a yid that's not obligated right now in the mitzvahs, but it could be, it still would be treated as chametz of Pesach for whatever halachic nafkaminas that would pose.